Hi, I'm Father Chris Aylar, and welcome to Ask a Marian. You know, in honor of our precious employee, Mark, who we lost last week, unfortunately, he was a huge sports fan, especially all New England sports. He just loved anything to do with sports. So in honor of him, I thought it was appropriate to answer this question this week. Nelson in Roanoke, Virginia asked, Father, what is the Catholic Church teaching about sports? My neighbor said the NFL violates the Sabbath, and therefore it is sinful to watch games on Sunday. Is this true? Okay, Nelson, like anything, it depends on how we view sports. If sports to us are just a casual way to relax or enjoy the company of others over a good meal after the proper worship of God and fulfillment of our duties are done, it can be a positive thing. But if it becomes an idol to us, keeping us from Sunday worship and we miss Mass because we are home trading fantasy football players, then there could be a problem. So what does the church say about sports? St. Augustine said, playfulness has its proper time, place, and mode. Insofar as we play reasonably, we can speak of the virtue of playfulness, and therefore a virtue related to games. Through games, we restore the strength of our souls so as to be more fervent in pursuing higher ends such as contemplation. Wow, that's interesting. So the next time your spouse yells at you for watching a football game, you can tell her that it is preparing you for a deeper life of prayer, right? So anyway, seriously though, St. Paul, he often referenced sports, comparing our life on earth to a race in 2 Timothy and a time of discipline in 1 Corinthians. What he points out, however, is that the athlete competes for a perishable crown, something that won't last, but we Christians, an imperishable crown. This is just perishable. Ours as Christians, imperishable. So the Bible describes us as being in a stadium where the souls in heaven are actually watching us like spectators running a big race, like in a stadium, watching this race. And that's a race we want to finish. So like an athlete, we must train in a life of virtue and dedication, but not just for the body, but for the soul. That's where we get lost sometimes in sports. We have to keep the soul part of it. John Paul II said, it is a fitting occasion to give thanks to God for the gift of sport in which the human person exercises his body, intellect, and will, recognizing these abilities as so many gifts of his creator. John Paul says, playing sports has become very important today since it can encourage young people to develop important values such as loyalty, perseverance, friendship, sharing, and solidarity. Wow, we know John Paul loved his sports. He was a big skier. Now, other great virtues we learn through sports are charity and humility, the king virtues. In team sports, we learn the value of teammates and how we need the help of others, even during the game. Now, in the 1997 NBA Finals, everyone expected Michael Jordan to take the last shot, but he actually won the admiration of his teammates when he said, no, Steve Kerr will take the shot. And Kerr did, made it, and the Bulls won the championship. You know, humility, this is powerful. And humility is another great virtue to be learned through sports. I remember in my sophomore year in high school, I didn't lose a wrestling match and my football team didn't lose a game. So it would be easy to become prideful, you know, coming back as a junior, right? Well, that year God allowed me to be on a losing football team. This is my junior year, and to get thumped in several wrestling matches. So definitely that actually ended up being a great lesson for me. So, you know, in another sense, did you know that the Vatican has even spoken about sports? Yeah, in their document, Giving the Best of Yourself, a document on the Christian perspective on sport and the human person, the Vatican says this, quote, the dynamic of sport is the opposite of that of war. Interesting. which takes place when people believe that cooperation is no longer possible and when there is a lack of agreement on fundamental issues. The common experience of sacrifice, which we all have to give for the team, in sport can also help believers understand more fully their vocation as children of God. Wow, I never thought of that before. So this Vatican document even speaks about Sundays when it said, quote, "If sport runs the risk of being the occasion to divide a family and to diminish the sanctity of Sunday as a holy day to uphold, it can also help integrate a family with other families in the celebration of Sunday, not only in the liturgy, but in the life of the community. This does not mean that sport matches should not take place on Sundays, but rather such events must not excuse families from attending Mass and should also promote the life of the family within the community." Beautiful. So finally, you know, my favorite part of the document that I was just referring to actually says this, quote, "Priests should be encouraged to be reasonably knowledgeable about contemporary sports, realities, and trends, especially as they affect the youth, and to link sports with faith in homilies when it makes sense." Okay, so please don't send me an angry letter if I happen to mention sports once in a while in a homily. I'm being told by the Vatican to do it. So anyway, I bet you didn't know that. That's awesome. So anyway, don't be quick then to criticize the priest if he mentions sports, as I just said, in his homily. All right, so finally, I would like to address one last question that I have been getting, and that is, Father, what's happened to cameraman Giuseppe? Is he still working there? Well, let me just say, all right, take a look.
Come on, Michigan. Yes, Michigan.
That's the wrong team, G-Man.
What?
That's the wrong team. G-Man, that was LSU, not Michigan. You're fired.
Hot dog. No, hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Hot dogs. Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Hot dogs.